Braves, Bulldogs, Falcons, Yellow Jackets, Hawks, Eagles. From the heart of Georgia, it's the Bill Shank Show.
Hour number three of our broadcast. Welcome back. Thank you very much for being with us. I'm Bill Shanks with Russ Brown. We are live here at Team Sports, talking sports at Team Sports, teamsportsga.com. Jimmy Huckabee is with us now from Team Sports. Hello, sir. How are you?
Great, Bill.
Thank you very much for allowing us to come. We appreciate it. We appreciate the partnership and partnering up with you guys to try to tell people more about Team Sports. So you got everything in here that anyone could possibly need if they're playing baseball and softball, right?
Right, yeah. We feel like we have the best selection around Middle Georgia for, especially for baseball and softball. But we do a great job with all team sports, for basketball, youth football, high school football. We keep everything in stock that we think somebody's going to need a quick turnaround on. We do our screen print embroidery here in-house. Just everything we can do to make it easier for a coach or team mom or rec ball, travel ball coaches, we try to cover all the bases.
Let's talk about that first. If you are a coach, let's talk about high schools first, and you need some new uniforms, you can come and talk with them about what they need and really fit, custom fit their needs to what you can provide with them, can't you?
Right. I'm actually calling on some schools myself, but we have James Vaughn and with us, who's been here a little over a year, out calling on schools now, out seeing a lot of new schools in the next few days. We have a new guy starting too, and we're looking forward to seeing what Johnny Crawford can do for us out there, trying to meet with some high school coaches. But we've done last couple of years, we've been working a lot of deals with Adidas, and very happy with the results on that. We've got several area schools that are on all Adidas contracts with us, and that has been very successful. An Adidas partnership with a school is a really good deal for the schools. It gives them some promo dollars and some incentives based on how much they purchase. But we really deal with everybody but Nike. And so if you're a local high school coach, you want somebody local to come call on you, do a good job with the service and all that kind of thing. Team Sports is here, and we're ready to come help you.
Because that's not just order your equipment, here it is, goodbye relationship, right? That's an ongoing communication that has to be very important between the school and between you, right?
Yeah, what's weird is pretty much for all sports, too. It's you're communicating. I was just in the back doing some mock-ups on basketball uniforms for a couple of schools. So we're already working on that. Our high school football uniform orders are already in. Some of those are already coming in. So you basically stay in contact with those guys year-round. We send guys out to the schools. And, of course, we have some coaches just, prefer to come here and work with us. But there's always our initial concept was, and back in 1989, was to work with teams and area coaches, and that's our roots, and that's what we've gotten back to here recently, concentrating on that business and trying to make that more of a focal point.
Well, you've been doing it for 30 years, so you wouldn't be successful to be around for that long period of time. You have been successful. We encourage so many, since our listing area is so large, all the way down to Ashburn, over to Americus, over to McRae. We just encourage any coach that may be listening to us that may have a concern or a question or think they need to make that jump and go with Adidas or any other company that you can help them with. Just any type of problem or if they're curious about what they could get here, to give you a call, right?
Right, yeah. It's still there's no big secret to this business. It's a lot of hard work, and we put in the work. I tell people we make some errors, and we make some mistakes along the way, but it'll never be because of lack of effort. We really get after it. We work hard every day. We've got a real solid staff who comes in and puts in the hours to try to make sure everything's done right. And we really pride ourselves on doing a good job and standing behind everything that we do.
All right. And if you're just, like you said, a mom or a dad whose child plays any sport, any type of equipment, you've got it.
That's right. And some people don't realize, but we do team deals on everything we sell. So if somebody comes in here and they want to buy bats and they want to buy more than one and get a team price on it, we can do that. We're team sports, and that's our actually – the way we make our living is to come up with deals for our area teams. Mm-hmm. We've got some great deals now. A lot of people are going, you know, online buying uniforms now. Sublimation's a big thing. There's a lot of companies out there that do sublimation, but we've got a deal here with Allison Athletic for a $25 fully sublimated jersey. It only takes 5 working days to ship that. And so we've got a lot of good deals. That's going to be great for us. We feel like in All-Stars, there'll be a lot of teams looking for that. So Josh has already worked up some online that we're going to plan on sharing on our Facebook page next day or so. But Josh is great, works with a lot of local travel teams. He's here. He's an in-store sales rep. But coming to see Josh, he does a really good job for us.
And TeamSportsGA.com, you've got a lot of information on there that people can go to and check out.
Yeah, our site is that right now. It's just informational. So we kind of share some links to some of our vendors so you can go look around and see, look at, you know, some of our vendor sites and see what all they carry and give you some information about team sports. But if you're a high school coach, we want to come see you. We want to get one of our guys out and come sit down with you face to face and come see your travel ball team, you know, travel ball coaches and all pretty much come by the store and, you know, work with Josh or James or even myself on some of them. But yeah, we want to get you over here and show you all we do. And also, we have a little membership for our batting cages now, but that's been real successful for us. It's only $20 a year, and then you have exclusive access to use the cages. Tokens are still $1, but but we do have a lot of people taking advantage of that membership, and it's been good for us.
So you pay $1 and you get how many tokens?
You get one token, but it's 15 pitches.
Okay. So 15 pitches for
$1.
For $1. Well, that's great. Well, and not many people have those indoor batting cages, so to be able to work on them is really good. I think that's great.
Yeah, everybody's went to, you know, there's a lot of training facilities around who do a good job. If you're a parent who wants to work with your child and on their swing, it's a good place to come. You know, we don't get rained out here. It's not too hot or cold. So, you know, it's a good place to come work with your kid, help them with their hitting, and, you know, for a reasonable price.
Sure, absolutely. Very good price. Well, and 15 pitches, I bet those 15 pitches have better command than the Braves bullpen, right?
Yeah, lately, yes.
Well, it's a great place. It's a great store for the individual or for the team to come and get their apparel. And it's great to – if you've got a serious athlete, which there's so – I don't know if you can be an athlete these days, a young person, not be serious. Do you? That's hard. You got to be committed. You got to be all in or not.
It's different. It's definitely different than the way it was when we played.
Yeah. Oh, there's no doubt about it. Well, you got some great bats too. We were telling stories back in the day about the bats I used to get down in Waycross with Benny James and how you'd have like a wall of 10,000 bats. It seemed like the bats are a little bit different than they were back when you and I were playing, right?
It is. There's so much technology that goes into them now. There's new features in them. Composite, of course, is huge. And so there's bats that are the one you got in your hand. That's a hybrid. So it's got a.
I said hybrid. I was right.
So a lot of them have a metal handle and a composite barrel.
Okay. And, composite. So it's made of what? Composite of what?
Graphite, I think is right.
Okay.
But we just call them composite.
Okay.
And so, you know, a lot of guys come in, they'll have us, you know, roll bats, you know, help break them in. Just we kind of a full service. We steam a lot of gloves here, too. That's a big thing for us now is help people break them in.
Yeah.
You know, so we do offer that service. And
all right, so now the oil, we were talking about this earlier. I'm pointing at you with a bat. The oil I used to get from Benny James downtown Waycross back in 1987. I think I may still have some of that. Will that still work?
Yeah, it'll still work.
It'll get me high, too, and I smell it a little bit.
We just do it a different way. We a lot of people put gloves in a steamer. They used a wax kind of stuff. We actually use what we feel. Nakona has made the best glove conditioner forever, and we still use that same conditioner, but we put it in a steamer.
Really?
And the steamer just gets that leather, opens the pores of it, and lets that conditioner absorb into the leather. And people are really shocked how soft that glove is.
Wow, that's cool. Out. So don't just put it under your mattress anymore, huh?
No, I used to park a car on mine.
Yeah, you know, absolutely. Yeah. We did that. We'd roll the car. That's how we would drive when we weren't supposed to. Can I just roll the car over the glove a couple of times? That's all we're doing. And we'd take it off down the street.
Yeah, I parked it on the fold where it's the hardest place and put a little cooking oil in that still works.
Yeah.
If somebody wants to do it themselves.
How about that?
You can do it.
But the steam thing, that's cool too. That is neat. Well, it's I think the important thing is if you're an individual or a team, If you are serious about any type of sporting activity, Jamie can help you here at Team Sports. And I think it is good for people to go online, teamsportsga.com, teamsportsga.com, and find out more information about what's going on here.
Yeah, I'll tell you, I want to offer them. We just ran some new Team Sports hats. So if you come by and you say you heard it on the show and buy a bat, we'll give you a hat. So
cool.
We've got some new hats for you. If you're in the market for a bat, come on by. We've got some really nice looking hats now.
Yes, even as for fit my big old noggin?
I think so.
You got some elastic in some of those hats that can work? Okay, good deal. Jamie, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here. We appreciate it.
Appreciate y'all coming out, Bill.
Okay. All right. Jamie, I could be here at Team Sports, and we hope you'll keep it in mind if you need any equipment for baseball or any sport for that matter. He's got everything here at Team Sports on Shirling Drive in Macon, GA. All right. Phone lines are open, 478-646-ESPN. You can talk about the NFL draft. You can talk about the Falcons. You can talk about the Braves and their bullpen. Mike Soroka's on the mound for the Braves 9 against the Padres. So you've got that, and they need him to go 7 innings. Every time out, they about need the starting pitcher to go 7 innings, and that's a lot of pressure on those starting pitchers to have to deal with that kind of responsibility. But I you know what? They probably know it. They probably don't have to be told need you to go deep in game. They probably rather do it. I mean, hopefully they have the mindset to do it anyway, but they probably, particularly knowing the situation with the bullpen, have no doubt that they have got to go deep in games, or they're not going to have a great chance to win until someone establishes something in that bullpen that they can be dependent on. But it's going to be very, very tough, I think. So, and Luke Jackson, you know, God bless him. I'm happy for him. I'm glad he's done well. I'm glad he's able to kind of rebound and do well, but he's still a quality pitcher who may be catching lightning in a bottle, and I hope he can continue it. The use of his slider is obviously very important. There's no doubt about that. So you just got to see how long he's going to be able to keep it up. And again, that's more pressure on him. Can he keep that type of pace up where he's pitched a lot? That's another thing. You know, these guys are having to be used so much. I mean, that it's not very often that a manager has to almost come out and say, we don't have A.J. Minter and Luke Jackson available tonight. What choice does he have? He has to give him a little bit of a break. So it's not a good situation, but the offense continues to do well. Ozzie, obviously, with the two home runs yesterday, which was very important for that team. He's done great as the leadoff guy. I think that's outstanding for him to continue to do well. And Donaldson with a big home run yesterday, that's great. Freddie Freeman doing his thing. Marquez staying hot. Offense is the problem. It's all about pitching, and it's very rare for this team. I feel like we were interviewing Murph the other day, and I feel like almost when Murph's teams were in play back in the 70s and 80s, they didn't have a whole lot of pitching. This is kind of how we'd sound if we would have had a show back then, because it was like, well, who are you going to count on tonight? And you never knew. It was always a mystery. And tonight going in, I mean, to say Chad Sabatka and Jacob Webb, you got a guy who can't throw the ball over the plate and a rookie. And that's all you got. Why are they in this position? That's a fair question. It remains so, doesn't it?
It is a fair question. And in fact, Mark Bowman tweeted 3 minutes ago, Sabatka and Webb will likely be the primary high leverage options. I mean, that's what we're looking at tonight. And you know, the starter's not going to go 9. I mean, that's just not how the game's played anymore. So this is kind of the hand you're dealt. If you're Brian Snitker, I guess the best news is, the best thing right now that we can say, nobody's running away with the division. So nope. So the Braves are still there. They're 2.5 out. They've won 4 out of their last 10. Everybody else in the division has done the same thing except Philadelphia, who I think has won 5 out of their last 10. So, you know, they're hanging in there. They're still within striking distance. But I think we know, you know, you look at the way this thing's gone. They won that series against Colorado that was shortened with the snow out. The only other series they've won since then is the one in Cleveland last weekend, and we know what happened on Saturday night. I mean, it was a great – don't get me wrong. It was a thrilling victory. But, you know, one of the adages of Bobby Cox was, you know, win the series. And right now the Braves aren't doing that, and hopefully that can change. But, you know, this team coming to town, San Diego, I mean, we know who Machado is. We know who Eric Hosmer is. Don't know a lot of the other names, but this is a good baseball team they're getting ready to play.
They're playing very well. They've surprised a lot of people, and they're – pitching. You want to talk about not knowing their names. Their pitching staff's all brand new. A lot of young kids in that pitching staff, including the cat pitching tonight. But, you know, this unbelievable thing about the Atlanta Braves bullpen is that it's the second best of the National League East. There are three teams in the East with a worse ERA than Atlanta with their bullpen. Marlins at 5.40, Mets at 5.70, Nationals at 6.57, and the Atlanta Braves are at 4.64. So as bad as we think the Braves have been, these other teams are giving up more runs. Now, the flip side on that is the Braves bullpen has allowed more walks than any team in the National League by six. They've had 64 walks on the season out of the bullpen, and the Brewers are next at 58, and that's really not close. So that shows you, and the Brewers have played in two more games.
Wow.
So that kind of tells you of the problem for the Braves bullpen. If they would just stop walking people, which was the problem for A.J. Minter on Saturday and giving up the hits on Sunday, I mean, it's just that's the problem. Stop walking people. How many people watch this team and absolutely gulp when you see a walk? Starter or reliever right now. It's got to be like, do I really want to go through this again? It's rough. It's not fun to watch right now. And unfortunately, they are stuck with these pitchers. They've either got to get better, get more pitchers, get different pitchers, or stay the way they are, which is a 500 team if they're lucky. Because the season is 1/6 over after yesterday. 1/6 over. All right, 478-646 ESPN. Jim and Kathleen joins us. Hello, Jim.
Hey, Bill. How you guys doing today?
Doing well. Thank you, sir.
It's an idea I brought to you guys a year ago, and other people are probably saying the same, but this whole idea of a split start between two starters splitting nine innings is still on the table if it was me, because these bullpen guys over the last 2 years are not proving themselves worthy. What's your thoughts?
Well, I'm not against it, and you know, they called it piggybacking in the minor leagues when this was several years ago when the Braves had a lot of prospects at the time. And I think it's something they should consider, mainly because of this. My fear, Jim, is that these starting pitching prospects, the ones who have a lot of value right now, are going to come up and go to the bullpen, and if they struggle, their value is going to go, it's going to just absolutely fall out to nothing. And you don't want that to happen. You want to maintain some value with these kids, because there's no doubt that trades have to be made, and some of these guys are just not going to stick. So why not let them piggyback off of the starter? Why not say, all right, we're going to have, and I don't know which one would be greatest to piggyback with, but let's say, all right, Mike Soroka and Bryce Wilson are going to piggyback, and we're going to see Soroka go as long as he can. If he comes out before the sixth or seventh inning, let's say, we're going to put Bryce Wilson in there, hope he can go two innings and go from there. I wish they'd think about it, because I just worry. I mean, for example, Tukey came up, was great out of the bullpen, then he had a start, wet the bed, then he went back to AAA. He comes back up. What's he going to do, relieve or start? That's going to be a question.
Right. Absolutely. I mean, you've got guys like Wilson, Tukey. I'm not even sure what Allard's doing right now. But guys on the fringe, but you know they're better than Winkler and Webb and some of these other guys that just continuously wet the bed and can't repeatedly throw strikes, get ahead and count, so get behind, and they're just hanging pitches over the middle. And we've seen it over and over and over again. It's either a walk or a home run right now. We just can't keep doing it.
No, it's going to be a real rough season, and this 13-14 record is going to become the norm. And they'll be lucky if they finish over 500 if this continues.
Well, starting pitchers like Fulton are going to throw a fit when they lose the start. They could have won when he battled to get it to that point. The offense gave him a chance. I mean, these starting pitchers are greedy. They want those wins. They want the stats.
Sure.
The bullpen's killing. You know it's going to hurt the clubhouse in the end.
Well, and I think, but if you're Freddie Freeman, let's take this approach, because you're right about the stars. They're going to be PO'd if they have these closers and relievers not come through for them. But if you're Freddie Freeman and if you're Nick Markakis, you're a couple of the stars of this team, and you know what the weakness is, and you know they didn't address it. They're not happy. You can't tell me they're happy with the situation.
No, and the thing is, they all took fair deals. You look at Acuna, Ozzie, Freddie's taking a fair deal. They're not being greedy with their contracts, and they're going to go to the higher ups and say, "Where's the money, guys? Because we didn't get greedy with our contracts."
Mm-hmm.
Just not, yep. Mike Trout, Manny Machado's, and Bryce Harper's. we went very, very fair market value with our guys. Now let's spend money on some winning pitchers.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, I don't know what the answer would be if they asked that right now. Jim, thank you.
Thanks, guys.
All right, 478-646-ESPN. Again, put yourself in their shoes. What do they say? They're not happy. Yeah, I don't even have to ask the question. You think Freddie Freeman is happy with this situation, with this bullpen doing what it's doing? And he feels sorry for these guys not doing well. Winkler comes in, he throws one bad pitch, boom, three-run home run. Oh, what are you going to do? Well, you can't do it. You got to stop it. You got to stop the bleeding when you come in. You can't allow these runs to score over and over and over again. All right, 478-646-ESPN, that is our number. We're at Team Sports here on Sherling Drive in Macon. TeamSportsGA.com. Back after this. And we are back on the broadcast here from Team Sports. Thank you very much for being with us. 642 Sherling Drive here in Macon. TeamSportsGA.com online. TeamSportsGA.com online. You can give them a call at 741-9677. Again, coaches out there in the Middle Georgia area, if you need any help with your uniforms, any type of equipment that you may need, call Jamie here at Team Sports, and they can set you up. We are talking sports, more Braves bullpen news. You're not going to believe this. Some of you may say, well, that's good, but not necessarily. Chad Sabatka has been placed on the injured list, with an abdomen strain. That's what I have. It just keeps on straining out to the expansion of my belt. He's on the injured list. Grant Dayton has been called up, a 31-year-old left-handed pitcher who was with the Dodgers in 2016 and 2017. He pitched in 54 games and had a 3.42 ERA in those 54 games over 2 years. The Braves claim him off of waivers from the Dodgers when he had Tommy John surgery. He has gone to AAA Gwinnett, pitched in 5 games, one run on three hits, 5.1 innings pitched, and no walks and 8 strikeouts. His walk totals have always been very, very good. He's never walked a whole lot of batters, which is really, really good. So let's hope that that can be a little bit he did walk some in the big leagues, 18 and 50 innings pitch. That's still not too bad. I mean, somebody else, step up. Chad Sabatka. We thought Sabatka would be one of the ones along with Jacob Webb that would be available tonight. Now Jacob Webb and Grant Dayton are on the roster. This is why we interview people like this in spring training, by the way. We interviewed both Dayton and Webb to try to get you a little bit to know them on a quick level, at least. And so now Sabatka is gone. So, look, we bring up this depth chart, and we see another pitcher from the opening day roster gone on top of Aroides Viscaino. And, of course, Johnny Venters is still on the disabled list himself. That's something that might change here later this week. Winkler back up from AAA. Biddle on the injured list. Parsons back in AAA. This has been a revolving door. And this is the problem. The belief that relievers are interchangeable is the most... It's unbelievable that you can just interchange these players and expect to develop a cohesive, solid bullpen. I don't know how it can happen. You can't do anything about injuries. I don't know how injured Chad Sabatka is. His ERA is injured. I can tell you that. That's part of the problem, and it's just a revolving door. When is this, and why are we going through this? Why are we going through this for the Braves? Because they didn't address the situation at all. By the way, Michael on Twitter, where is Kranitz and how much is his absence being felt? He's back tonight. Pitching coach of the Braves, Rick Kranitz, who's been away on family issues, back tonight. So that hadn't mattered. That's not a problem. I mean, Marty Reed should have gotten the daggum job in the first place, so that's not really an issue. But great. Look, I mean, it's hard to complain about new people. I don't know what Jacob Webb and Grant Dayton and Jerry Blevins can do, but considering that the ones who they are replacing are struggling or hurt, let's see them. Let's see maybe if these two can hit pay dirt. I don't know. I don't have any answer because you know why? You can't answer this problem in late April. Go back and forth to that, don't we, and over again.
I mean, it's somebody new. That's all you can hope for at this point because what you have hasn't been working. So maybe this Dayton fella can come in and find a little of that Luke Jackson magic, right?
I guess.
I mean, it's just that's where we're at. You just have to hope for somebody different. And it's frustrating. Look, there's a long way to go. As you said earlier, nobody's running away with the division. We haven't made it to Memorial Day yet. But I'm just starting to get a feeling more and more something you've always said, Bill, about a 500 baseball team, how they'll drive you crazy one week and then they'll look great the next week. I'm starting to get a sense this might be what we're looking at. Because and the bullpen being the root cause of it, because now you're starting to get the impression is the offense pressing a little bit, especially in the late innings. Are the starters starting to press a little bit and trying to be too fine because they knew they need to get deeper into games if they're going to win? And it just, what do you expect in a series against San Diego? The way this thing's gone for the last few weeks, again, the only series the Braves have won was the one in Cleveland, and we know what happened on that Saturday night. It was a miraculous win. They scored 5 runs in the top half of the ninth inning.
They were lucky.
Yeah, they need to start winning series, and it needs to start with this one against San Diego. But look at what we're looking at with the situation with the bullpen right now, and who you have to lean on in quote high leverage situations. I mean, all you can hope for is that the offense does enough and the starter does enough that you never get into a high leverage situation. And even in the blowout wins, look at the win last Sunday where the Braves jumped all over Cleveland in the first couple of innings and had the game pretty much put away. It was still ended up being an 11-5 ball game. I mean, you can never relax, and it's tough, man. I hope I'm wrong. I hope they find some answers in that bullpen and these guys start to put it together and can repeat as division champions. But right now, I'm starting to get the impression this is going to be about a 500 ball club.
I said in spring training I was very concerned of whether or not this year would be what we expected last year. Remember, they went from 72 wins and 90 losses in 2017 to 90 wins and 72 losses. They flip-flopped their record. They kind of skipped that in-between period of going from 72 wins to 82 wins. They had a huge jump, and 18 wins was obviously a surprise. We didn't expect 18 more wins this year, last year. Will this season be more of what we expected last year and in turn last season be more for what we expected this year? Which if you look at the gradual progression of a team going from 72 wins in 2017 to somewhere near 500 would have been a lot more realistic than expecting a 90-win season in 2018. I go back to that again because I think we're looking at that. I do not see a team. This team cannot win a division. This team cannot go to the playoffs. When the playoffs ended last season, what was the one thing we knew had to improve beyond everything else at the top of the list? Bullpen. What has been neglected on this team? Bullpen. Therefore, how can you say a team that got beaten the first round last year because partly of the bullpen is going to get back to that level and be better than they were a year ago? Are you kidding me? Or if they were in a serious team in the National League, are you kidding me? Are you kidding? This is not a championship caliber ball club right now with the bullpen. And therefore, that's why there's anger against Alex Anthopoulos in the front office of the Atlanta Braves. You had a chance to take a 90-win team, make it a 95-win team with better players and a better roster, and you did not do it. And here we are on April 29th, and we're supposed to expect, because of injuries, people going to come on this active list, and boom, they're going to turn things around. Well, if Grant Dayton and Jerry Blevins and Jacob Webb, the three new guys, are going to come and make a difference this, good luck. That's not something you want to gamble with. It's three guys, one who couldn't get a job and had to take a AAA job for Oakland's team that you had to bring away, buy from the A's practically. One that just came off Tommy John surgery and a rookie. I mean, you want to talk about risky. And why did it have to get to this point? That's the sad part that everybody is feeling and remembering when they watch that game late and they're like, here we go again. Because what the heck did we say yesterday in the ninth inning when Minter came in? Here we go again. Same thing.
Here we go. And he had to take him out of the game. And it just And just when you were starting to get a little bit of confidence in AJ Minter, and he was starting to have a different look about him out there on the mound, he gets pulled out of a game. And I mean, I don't disagree with the decision at all to take him out of the baseball game. And I guess, and this is a bigger picture thing that we really won't be able to answer after this season, but I'm starting to get a feeling that we have a general manager that values hitting over pitching. And that just, in the sport of baseball, I mean, you got to have pitching. You got to. But, I mean, he went out and spent $23 million on Josh Donaldson, a former MVP. And, yes, the offense needed help. I'm not saying it didn't. We talked about that all last season. They need more power in this lineup. They need more power. So I understand why, but it's like you put the cart before the horse. You know, the pitching's got to come first. Because the hitting part, I mean, if you can't get people out, the hitting ain't gonna matter.
Why would you do that considering the history of this franchise?
Right.
What did John Coppola, the cancer, according to the idiot chairman of the Braves, what was he trying to do to rebuild his team? Pitching? And yes, he was doing exactly what I thought because of that historical part of it worked before, even though it was 30 years ago. Why wouldn't you want to work with that same philosophy now?
Right.
Pitching. Listen to this from Mark Bowman on Twitter. He just tweeted this at 5:31. Here's how things are going for the Braves bullpen. Around 4:30, Snit said he may use Sabatka as his closer tonight. At 5:30, Sabatka is placed on the injured list with a left abdomen strain. Grant Dayton will take his roster spot. I mean, what else do we need to say? I mean, that's just a damn mess is what it is. Back to the phones we go. Jeremy in Memphis is with us. Hello, Jeremy.
Well, Bill, we found our closers right there in front of our eyes, and we didn't know it. Luke Jackson. We didn't know.
Yeah. I don't know if I'm going to place that bet yet now. Let's hold off on calling Vegas about that.
I tell you, what I was telling you last week, Bill, I said, why did they bring up Bryce Wilson? I said, Shane Carlos said it came up because Bryce Wilson needs to work on becoming a pitcher. So what does Bryce do? He comes up for about 6 or 8 days on the roster, whatever it was, pitched one inning. Meanwhile, he missed one start at Gwinnett where he would have pitched probably 6 innings, 7 innings maybe. So he used one inning over a week. He could have been at Gwinnett, becoming a better pitcher. So it was stupid to bring him up. So they bring him up for a week and then send him down. What was the point in that?
I don't know, and Max Fried told me in spring training off the air, and I'll say it now because I think it's appropriate and I don't think he'd mind, that last year the back-and-forth stuff from AAA, the big leagues, the bullpen to the rotation is a problem, which, I mean, look, I'm not breaking any type of confidence here with Max, and I don't think I'm breaking any news. It's not easy for those kids who are starting pitching prospects to go back and forth Atlanta to Gwinnett, what's my role? Am I starting? Am I relieving? It's not. They've got to settle on some of these kids and make some decisions and stick with them.
Yeah, I don't need to see Bryce Wilson. I don't need to see Cal Wright till they've had numerous outings as a starter. You know, like you mentioned earlier, Cal Wright imploded a couple of days ago. Bryce Wilson's last start before he got called up, he imploded that game. We don't need them up until they're dominating Triple A. We don't need them up in the major league.
No, but they need help. That's the problem. They just need help, and they're trying to somehow, some way find it. But there should have been a plan in place that if this plan that we have of not getting any veteran reinforcements backfires on us, what are we going to do then? And I don't know. Maybe they thought bringing up Jacob Webb and Grant Dayton were going to be the answers.
Well, and I'll tell you, Bill, last year I was happy with him in office because I thought he was holding on to our guys and not trading all these prospects, and he was being patient. I give him an A for last year, but I give him a D for this year. Because like you said, he knew the problem before the season started. I don't care about Ken Crimble. Our biggest problem is our middle relievers, because we can't even get to the 19 most of the time. He could have signed 3 or 4 middle relievers, and that would have helped us immensely. But
I gave him an F. I don't even give him a D. Look, he failed this team. You can't tell me there weren't two guys out there he could have signed. Jeremy, you can't tell me there weren't two guys out there he could have signed to $2.5 or $3 million a year contracts, right? There's no way.
No way. I mean, it's just, like you said, to know what you need and not do it just blows my mind. And another thing real quick, Contreras, do you see that yesterday 4 for 4, Bill? slowed up to 333 now, two doubles yesterday. He's at Florida. I don't give him long. They're probably moving to Mississippi, but he's finally caught fire. And he's going to be a great player for us, I believe. You never know, but I think he's going to be a great player for us.
The funny thing is, with what's going on in the minor leagues, the position players are just absolutely raking right now at the plate with Riley in AAA, Pache and Waters in AA, Contreras in single A, high A, and the pitchers are struggling a little bit. I mean, it's incredible. Jeremy, thank you very much. 478-646-ESPN, 646-3776. We'll take a break. We're at Team Sports here on Sterling Drive in Macon. We're back with more right after this. 5:43 is our time. Thank you very much for being with us. Bill and Russ here at Team Sports. Here on Sterling Drive. 642 Sterling Drive in Macon. Online, teamsportsga.com. Teamsportsga.com. Any equipment needs you may have, jerseys, bats, balls, helmets, gloves, anything, they've got it here at Team Sports. Back to the phones we go. Joffrey's at the Chop House. What's up, sir? How are you?
I'm good. Hey, thanks, Bill, and thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir. You up there right now?
I'm not tonight. I'll be back up there for the Padres later in the week, though.
Okay. All right. So what you think about what's going on?
I was there yesterday for the big Luke Jackson save, so woohoo. I don't know if that was his first save or not, but...
you never thought record, you'd utter those words, did you?
No, indeed. Hey, I actually had a question on a little different train of thought. I have not heard anything about Don Sutton. Haven't heard him on the radio. Did he retire, and is he okay? And along the same train of thought, how's Bobby doing? And kind of similarly there, maybe we've heard that, Rick Kranz was gone for a family situation. I noticed that Eddie Perez is still in the bullpen, or at least he was yesterday, and Marty Reed doing the pitching coach duties. So just curious if you knew anything on all three situations, and hope the best for all three of them. I'll drop off the line and listen to your answer.
Okay, thank you very much for calling. We appreciate it. Rick Kranitz actually back tonight. They just announced that he is back tonight. He had I think, 2 weeks off, maybe even a little more than 2 weeks. With a family situation, don't know what that was. Obviously, no more than that is what was released to the public. As far as Bobby is concerned, Bobby is still rehabbing. He is in a rehab facility. He is trying to regain his ability to talk, and he is walking a little bit and slowly but surely progressing day by day with that. I haven't heard an update recently about his speech. He is trying to get it back. They are working with him diligently on that. Bobby's lucky to be alive. He should be dead. And he's very fortunate that his neighbor was home and they were able to get the ambulance to the neighbor's home as quickly as possible, or Bobby would have died. So we're very fortunate to have him here, and hopefully with more rehab, he's going to be back to being the old Bobby, and we certainly hope so. Don Sutton is part of the rotation with the radio crew. I don't know how many games he's going to work this year. It's going to be a limited schedule. I want to say I heard about 25, maybe a tad more than that, maybe about a quarter of the year, which would be 40 games or so. But the main two radio announcers, or the main three, I guess I should say, are going to be Jim Powell, who's doing about 100 games, Joe Simpson doing about 120 games, and then Ben Ingram doing the remaining games for the radio. So that's it. Don Sutton, I think he's 76 right now, I believe. He's somewhere around there. I know Nuxie's 80, and Sutton was a few years behind Phil Negro. So I think he's just gotten older, and he's not going to have a full schedule. He's going to be very limited in what he does, and therefore we're going to have mostly Powell, but Powell was off the other day for the series with the Rockies, and Ben Ingram is the other announcer mainly, and of course Joe. I think Joe. I talked to Joe a little bit the other night at the stadium, and he's really enjoying play by play. He had said on our show 5-6 years ago that he missed play by play, and I think he's kind of getting his feet under him, as he said, right now after a month on the air, and sounds good. I think he's doing a very good job. I think he's doing a better job at play-by-play than Don. Don's got great insight, of course, to pitching, but his play-by-play was not great. I think Joe doing play-by-play for the middle innings for the radio is very good. And, of course, Ben's pretty good, but he's born on March 13th. What the heck do you expect from an announcer born on March 13th? They're always going to be pretty good. I'm just kidding. But I think Ben does a great job. He's really good. Chris Rogers says that he says 74, so I guess that's Don Sutton's age. So, you know, it ain't easy he's not going to have a full schedule. And Don has had his health issues. I'm not going to get into it. It doesn't matter. I don't know how he is right now. But Don in the past has had some health issues, and therefore, you know, he's going to have a limited schedule probably for the rest of his career. So that's not really a surprise. It shouldn't surprise anyone. But it's kind of like the Braves bullpen, just rotating. That's about all you can say. They're just rotating announcers left and right up there.
The difference is you have the ones you like and ones you don't. Whereas in the bullpen, I don't like anybody right now.
That's kind of true, isn't it? Yes, that's correct. Well, and Bobby, Bobby's a 70. I think he'll turn 78 in May, like May 20-something. You know, he's had a major stroke. I mean, they tried to say at the very beginning it was a mild stroke. That was not true. That was what the media was reporting. And I'm not one to try to break news of Bobby Cox's medical condition. And I think the Zach Kleins of the world who have tried to do that have been ignorant. Just let him get better and let him be fine. I mean, you know, last week David O'Brien had to go and correct something that Zach Klein had put on Twitter about Bobby's condition. Why be in a rush to let everybody know about Bobby's condition? Let the family do that. And Bobby's, what I just told you, is not out of school, not secret, nothing like that. It's just knowledge now that people have that Bobby's trying to get better. And he's had a major stroke. So, you know, if you know anything about life, you know how major strokes are. They're not easy to come back from. But I think there's plenty, from what I've been told, there's plenty of optimism that Bobby's going to be back to being Bobby. It's just not going to happen tomorrow. It's going to take time. And, again, I'm just, you know what? I'll tell you this story. I had a conversation with Bobby in spring training, and when I got through, I said, oh, crap, I forgot to ask him about a certain story that I wanted him to tell me. And I kind of worry about, well, he may never be able to tell that story. But I've been told, don't give up on that. You know, don't give up on that, because Bobby is doing well, and I'm just glad he's alive. I'm telling you, Bobby, I don't know how he's alive. I hope if I ever have a stroke that I'm able to get to my neighbors as quickly as he did to his, and that I'm able to get help as quickly as he did to his. And for all of us, anybody who has a stroke, the biggest thing you always worry about is having something like that happen to you while you're alone, right? Bobby's family was down south in Florida, hadn't come back home yet, and all of a sudden he's there by himself at the house, and boom, what happens? He gets a stroke. Well, I mean, you know, God bless him. I'm just glad he's here. And I think he'll be telling that Craig Swan story of how he wanted to kill him in the 1978 season one day. I think he'll be telling that story to me. But Bobby's so good. Every time I think of Bobby, I think of when I saw him at spring training this year, and a lot of you will know this. Bobby just signs autographs and autographs and autographs and autographs. I was at a restaurant not too long ago in Florida where Bobby has gone to. And the guy was telling me, yeah, you know what, he'd come in here and then he'd get beraged by autograph seekers and he'd sign every daggone one of them. He was so good to everybody. He is so good to everybody, not past tense, but he has always been so good. I mean, I saw him at spring training on one day. He'd be in a golf cart and he'd have to drive over to the bathroom, go to the bathroom, come out of the bathroom, there'd be all the autograph people ready for him to sign. Then an hour and a half later, he'd have to go to the bathroom. He'd go back over to the bathroom, those same damn people would be over there wanting the same autograph. And you know what? He signed every one of them. And you know he knew, I just signed your autograph an hour and a half ago. But he'd do it anyway, because that's how he is. And so I'm hopeful that he'll continue to do well. And, you know, I am optimistic that his rehab will continue to get him back to normal. Danny on Twitter, speaking of announcers on TV, let Chip retire and let Vancouver and Glavin do the broadcast. They're good. And I know Chip is there because of his lineage. You know what? I hate to say this because he's a Met, but Glavin's been better this year. I have enjoyed Glavin more this year. I don't know why. Is it because Frank Coor is kind of bringing it out of him more than Joe, or that combo? I don't know. And I hate giving a compliment to a Met, and that's what I feel about Glavine. But I just don't think that. I think Glavine's been better this year. I've enjoyed him even more on television. You know what? I think that article when he came out and said, I want to buy the team, has almost liberated him. He feels more at ease for some reason he did a year ago. That's good. I wish he'd buy the team and let Dale Murphy be with him and get a bunch of billionaires to buy the Braves, because I think it'd be very helpful. But anyway. Well, you know, and Frank Coor's been great. Frank Coor's been great. I don't know when Joe's going to do his first TV game. It's a weird setup. And we and look, they can lie about all they want to. They took Joe off TV because of what he did last year, right? I mean, that's common knowledge. I mean, they don't want to admit that. They don't want to talk about that. But, you know, when he – and the funny thing is he got a rule change because now they wear anything they want in batting practice, which I don't know that's what was his goal. But nonetheless, that's kind of what happened. It's kind of how it kind of played out. But Joe had those outs. What was it, the uniform thing and one more thing that – he talked about that he got in trouble for. I can't remember.
Oh, it was the Phillies batting practice attire, right? Was it, or was it the Dodgers?
No, you know, yeah, it was the Dodgers batting practice attire. Oh, it was the one of the players. He said, "There's no way he's 20 years old or something like that." Juan Soto?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Where he said, "There's no way he's that age" or something of that nature. And they all jumped on him, and I don't know. You know, like the other day, Chris Welsh of the Reds broadcast, he was going on and on about Ozzie, saying that Ozzie wouldn't have known. I mean, how stupid! You know? Ozzie wouldn't have known how the difference between $18 million. I mean, you know, just come on, dude. Don't say something like that. All right, we're at Team Sports, TeamSportsGA.com, TeamSportsGA.com, 642 Sherling Drive here in Macon. The batting cages are open. If you want to take batting practice, you can either come here or go to SunTrust Park and face the Braves bullpen. Either way, we're going to take a break, come back. We'll reset everything for tonight's game. And if you want to jump in with a phone call, you can. Back with more as we continue here on the Bill Shank Show.
Bulldogs, Falcons, Yellow Jackets, Hawks, Eagles. From the heart of Georgia, it's the Bill Shank Show.
Hour number four of our show. Welcome back. I'm Bill Shanks with Russ Brown. We are live on location here at Team Sports, 642 Sherling Drive, B in Macon. And also online, TeamSportsGA.com, TeamSportsGA.com. Phone number here is 741-9677, 741-9677. Jamie Huckabee is one of the ones to call here, and he can answer any question that you may have. If you have any need for any uniforms, a rep can come see you about the equipment or uniforms that you need. They focus on Adidas here. They've got everything, baseball, bats, softball bats, gloves, batting gloves, things to help you with your fielding. They've got football equipment, they've got basketball equipment, anything you need really in sports. If you participate, if your child participates, anything that you might have, they you might have as a need, they can have it here at Team Sports. They also have batting cages here, so we invite you to come to Team Sports on Sherling Drive in Macon, GA. We're leading you up to Braves baseball with the Braves and the Padres coming up. Let's get to a quick phone call. Neil in Bon Air wants to join us for a moment. Neil, hello.
Hello, Bill. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, sir. Thank you for calling.
Hey, look, I just wanted to add a little something on Bobby Cox.
Okay.
Back in 2002, he didn't have to show up at a coach's clinic, and it was in North Atlanta, primarily for high school coaches. And I was able to get in because of a friend. I'm way south of Atlanta. But I'll never forget Bobby Cox was was speaking about wins and losses, and he said, we have a 162-game schedule. You're going to win 54. You're going to lose 54. But it's what you do with the other 54 that counts. And he related that to the high school coaches. You play 30 games. You're going to win 10. You're going to lose 10. It's what you do with the other 10 that matter. And he went on to say about winning the 54, losing 54, and what you do with the other 54 that matter. And he was talking about relief pitching and timely hitting. And the one thing that I see glaring at us right now with the Braves, obviously, is relief pitching. We've got the hit. The hitting's there.
No doubt.
We are letting those other iffy 54 games, we're letting them slip through our fingertips. Yeah. Now, we're going to win some. We're going to win some of those 54. But it's what you do with those other 54 that count. And I remember that. He gave that speech in 2002 at the clinic and took time out of his schedule to meet with us coaches in December.
Well, he's great. He's great. Neil, thank you for sharing that story. We appreciate it. We're kind of running low on time here. But, no, Bobby's great. You know, this bullpen stuff's got to be driving him crazy. He's watching every game to try to root him on as much as we are. So we wish him the best, and it's not a surprise to hear that story because Bobby was great. I got 10 million Bobby stories. I know one thing. The year they had this streak snapped in 2006, they played harder for him that year when they were trying to make the playoffs, and they were doing it for Bobby more than anything. Braves and Padres tonight. Braves are 13-14 at the 1-6 mark of the season. San Diego 16-12, so they are doing very well. 2.5 games better than Atlanta. Mike Soroka will be on the mound for Atlanta tonight. He's 1-1 with an ERA of 1.69. Nick Markabaka. That's his name. Spell it. You can go do it. 2-2 with a 3.60 ERA. All right. One more note, real quick. Falcons have just released Brandon Fusco, the guard. They say $3.2 million with that transaction. Pick to click, Russ Brown. Who you taking?
I'm gonna go with Acuna tonight.
Good bet. I'm gonna go with. Oh my gosh, am I gonna say this? I think is Ender playing? Ender Inciarte, come through. We're trading you tomorrow, Ender. Thanks for joining us from Team Sports, TeamSportsGA.com. I'm Bill Shanks with Russ Brown. Back tomorrow at 3 from the Taco Shed in Warner Robins here on the Bill Shanks Show.